you said in the email, it took over 2 years of fundraising and planning. So what exactly does that entail? What goes into putting a project like this in motion?
Well, first of all, this was the first time I or really any of the committee had been involved in doing something like this. So we were definitely learning along the way. The other bit of hurdle that we came across in that this was a Chamber of Commerce initiative. This was a project that we decided to take on, but we are not an arts-focused organization. So we actually ran across a number of grants that we weren't actually able to apply to because we weren't an arts-focused organization. So we did reach out to a few partners here in Kaslow, the Langham Cultural Center being one, as well as our local arts council to help us with some of these grant writing initiatives, but worked out okay in the end, but it was sort of lots of extra steps that we had to go through. Applied for some funding, you know, wait 6 months to find out if we received it and then find out that we didn't receive it. So then we had to start all over again. It's grant writing is tricky business for sure. That's really what it came down to. It was definitely the fundraising that took longer than what we anticipated. And then working through the design with our muralist also took longer than anticipated in that we were working with a committee, which was awesome in that we had representation from our, you know, sort of greater community. But a collaborative effort like that definitely takes more time. But we're super happy with the end result, and we really feel like it represents our community really well.
Right. Yeah. I imagine there's, you know, people want to see different things in focus in the mural. You're not going to be able to please everybody. There's so much rich history of the area that how are you possibly going to get it all on one wall?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we came up against. And, you know, everybody had sort of their own ideas. And yeah, in the end, we came to the conclusion that just that we can't put it all on. But this is the first of hopefully many projects we will be doing. You know, we kind of stored those other ideas away for now, and hopefully we'll be able to bring them to life in other projects.
Many projects as in other art project, public art displays across the city or the village?
Yeah, that is the idea, that this will be a multi-year sort of larger project. This first one is sort of our inaugural Artscape project, but it is intended to be a multi-year initiative and hopefully take on other projects over time that may or may not be murals. You know, they might not all be murals, but just the ideas of creating a landscape of art in our community. And that's where the name kind of came from.
Was this Artscape committee just put together at the beginning of this project?
Yes.
And do we have other public displays of art, statues or anything in Kaslow? Sorry, I'm not aware.
There are a few for sure, not associated with this project, but yeah, definitely there's sort of a rotating installation just right beside Village Hall here in Kaslow. I'm not sure how often it's changed, but there is an installation that, it's changed on a semi-regular basis, and they bring in a new piece of art for display. Yeah, there's certainly a few things around town, but not a lot.
Okay, so why, I mean, obviously you're replacing this mural, not only because, but because the old mural is fading and it's time for something new. But why are murals or these other projects you're going to pursue important to a community like Kaslow?
Well, maybe a few different reasons. Sort of look to Nelson in what that village and that nonprofit has done in terms of the International Mural Festival and how bright and welcoming and wonderful that is within the town of Nelson. It also is a draw for visitors, and that's really where the initial idea came from, in that we were looking for ways to lengthen our tourist season here in Kaslow. We have a really awesome summer, but summer's short. And our shoulder seasons are a little sparse here in our little town, and therefore it's difficult for our businesses, year-round to keep things running. And so we're looking for kind of creative ways and ideas to keep the visitors coming to Kaslow into those shoulder seasons. And we actually got some feedback through our economic development plan that was completed in 2021 that people are looking for other reasons to come to town, basically. We're kind of well-established in our historic appeal, but we want to encourage people other than just history buffs to come to our little community as well. So this idea of creating art would hopefully appeal to a whole new type of visitors.
Yeah, I'm sure it would help. I mean, in the summer, you're going to have people staying for longer periods of time to use the lakes and whatnot. But even in the winter, someone's just going on a road trip. This might cause them to stop for a few hours and then end up, you know, helping the local economy, getting lunch and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, this is one mural. But that is the idea, that we'll be creating more projects and installations over time. So yeah, hopefully we'll become a little bit more of a destination, and you know, people come to Nelson specifically to see the murals, and we are hoping to create a connection with the International Mural Festival over time, connect with what they're doing, and hopefully encourage people to take the drive up the lake to see some other murals. And then we're also working with Nelson and Kootenai Lake Tourism on their driving application, and again, hopefully adding this as a destination on some of those driving apps to get people to come up the lake.
You mentioned several partners that helped the Artscape Committee put this together. You got the THC Pharmacy, the building owner of where the mural's painted, the Langham Cultural Center, among others. So what did those partners do to help bring this together?
For the most part, it was an individual who volunteered from each of those organizations to be part of our committee. So we met on sometimes a monthly basis, just to talk about the project and move things along, volunteer labor, I guess, for lack of a better term, but then also, providing input into the design, helping to write grant applications, helping to, do things like bookkeeping and administering the money, as well as offering expertise.
I would think including myself, the average citizen has no idea how much actually goes into this. You think you could just go paint the wall and do it in, you know, a month, but there's clearly a lot more to it.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a fairly expensive venture, really. And we kind of, again, once we really got into it, we realized that this was going to cost a little bit more money than we anticipated. But the idea of hiring a professional muralist was really important for us, in that we wanted to create a real high quality piece that would sort of set the tone for all of the other Artscape projects that we hope to do over time, but also focusing on our local artists. That was our other focus too. So as a result, yeah, it was a little bit more pricey than what we anticipated.
Well, I'm glad you went this route and decided to go with Tyler Taves, because he's pretty accomplished and he does a lot of very impressive work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and because Tyler was connected with the original mural and Caslow already, it just seemed like a real natural fit, and he was really excited about the project right from the get-go. And so yeah, he's been awesome to work with. So yeah.
Okay, I just have one last question for you, and I mean, I've seen it in the pictures and I'm sure people have online and will see it in person, but can you just explain what the mural is going to look like, how it celebrates the history of Caslow? I think you have like four different elements in there.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely wanted to have a historical focus. That is a requirement, really, for within the downtown village core of Caslow. There's actually bylaws about maintaining a historic look and feel of downtown Caslow. So that was the number one focus when we were talking about the design. Representing First Nations and our First Peoples was also a really big priority for us. We wanted to sort of broaden the definition of history from what was previously depicted on the wall. And in the end, we kind of picked and chose specific elements that we wanted to have highlighted. So like the cherry blossoms, that's kind of pays homage to the orcharding history of Caslow and area. And then the series of historical photos. And these are all like history. Like I said, that was the main theme. But then the other theme we decided to focus on was celebration. So a lot of the historical photos are really about that idea of celebration in our community. The First Nations Sturgeon Nose Canoe is unique in that Tyler wanted to make it look like it was sort of coming out of the mural and moving forward in the waves of the lake, sort of representing that our First Nations communities are part of our history, but also very much part of our present and continually moving forward. And then the landscape view on the end is sort of pointing to where we're at right now. And the cherries bursting through on the far left-hand side there, again, just indicating that our community is bearing fruit. We're growing and we're thriving.
Okay, great. Well, Dana, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for your time.